Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. European Jews are setting red lines for their votes in the upcoming election for the European Parliament. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the European Jews. They're preparing for the elections next year. They are setting some red lines about who they would be voting for, who they would like to see elected. It's interesting because of the anti-Semitism that continually is growing there in Europe. Talk to me about these red lines.
The European Jewish Association is making a strong recognition of changes that will be coming to the European Parliament in 2019. The European Union would like everything to appear extreme that's not from their particular viewpoint. What they've done is they've had such an extreme, narrow, acceptable political view. The Jewish group, it will have a conference in Brussels, European Parliament. I would trust it would get some attention and recognition as well. But they're putting out draft red lines to hold off what could be a possible recourse against Jews in the European Union. Such issues like the BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, groups that come and promote such of these things should be fundamentally declared as anti-Semitic. They want special government envoys. They want the political parties to hold to the definition of anti-Semitism, which we know has been a main contention point in United Kingdom with the Labour Party. So they're actually preparing for a very dramatic post-election environment, and that's a wise thing to do. I trust that they'll get some interest and some attention in Brussels.
John Rood with details on the concerns of European Jews over the upcoming elections for the European Parliament. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The political operations in Europe, the Council and the Parliament, are the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. Thus, there are concerns from the European Jewish community. Their red lines that they have set up are because of the rise in anti-Semitism in Europe. After the rapture of the church, the revived Roman Empire will come into place. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. At that time, the Antichrist appears, and remember, the Antichrist is the ultimate in anti-Semitism. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 17. This time of the Antichrist and persecution of Jews comes about in full force in the tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble. That's Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...